This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, man.
Oh.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Exciting?
Live. Yeah, exciting. We got some exciting stuff going on. We got the super host, super co-host, Mr. Jeff Arnold. And we have Farouk, the walking Google. Once again this week, we got everything going on. We want to make sure up top, we want you guys to subscribe to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge on YouTube. It's free. All you do is press the little red button to say subscribe. Just press it, boom, and you're right in there. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be too hard unless you ain't got no fingers. Jeff, what you got going on, man? What's happening today?
It's been a crazy weekend, man. You know, what's up, Farouk?
What's up, Big Jeff?
How you doing, man?
All right.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Glad you made it today, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm glad all y'all made it. Didn't get shot by the police or nothing like that. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But you know, what day it is, though, right?
Yeah.
What day is it?
What day is it?
It's Taco and Titty Tuesday.
Why do I always forget that?
Yeah, why do you forget that?
I don't know, because I ain't had no tacos and I ain't had no titties.
Oh, okay, that's why.
All right. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Well, you know, the two is the combination. The most sexist and racist day of the week.
Yeah, well, you know.
Taco and Titty Tuesday. I like that.
I don't know. I think that that weekend was pretty racist, too, though.
Oh, my God. Sunday, we back at it, man. Niggas want they block back.
Man, what happened this time?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, man. Sunday, three officers lost their lives.
Isn't that where Lil Wayne is from, Louisiana?
No. Mm-mm, he from New Orleans.
Louisiana, is in New Orleans in Louisiana?
Yeah.
So he is from Louisiana.
No, he's from New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Isn't that in the state of Louisiana?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
You know,
you checking your great geographical?
No, I'm just checking y'all remedial motherfuckers today.
I know it's in the state, Mark.
I know it, yeah.
I'm just telling you this Little Wayne is from a different place.
Yeah, I was giving you the city.
Are you from Compton, Mark?
No.
So if somebody said, oh, Mad Marv from Compton, you go check them, right?
I mean, if they say Mad Marv live in California, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say yeah, because, you know.
But you're not from Compton, though? South Central?
No.
Inglewood? Inglewood.
Nah, I'm from everywhere around here. We was broke, so we had to go where the rent was cheap.
So y'all just moved around. Y'all was just gypsies.
I'm from the low rent district.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, so that's what happened Sunday, man. Another shooting. Three officers lost their lives. He shot six officers. Three of them died.
Did they catch the shooter this time?
Killed him.
Yeah.
They didn't blow him up?
Nope.
Okay.
Shot him dead. Dead.
That's crazy, man. I don't understand, man. It's going down, and like I said
before. Well, don't you understand?
I don't understand why people can't just start understanding that that we're being hunted. I mean, how many more people got to lose their life before they say, hey, it's a target on your back?
I mean, you know, it's real now.
Yeah, actually, it was a couple of black officers who lost their life, too.
Yeah. But, it's to the point now where it's just like us against them.
Yeah.
There's no color barrier no more.
Well, at least you know now when they say, you know, when they shoot a black person, you know what I'm saying, they say they fit the description, you know that is true.
Well.
If you notice in both of these shootings that both of the last shooters were both ex-military persons.
Yep, Marines, military trained.
Still, the victims match the description, because when you go to a gun range, the target that they're shooting
it's
at is black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're going to always fit that description.
And the target also is just the upper torso.
Yeah, so don't be asking why they didn't shoot him in the leg and shoot him in the arm, because, you know, they ain't practicing.
They're not trained that.
They're not trained to do that.
Right. So, you know, fit the description.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get some bleach. Bleach your skin.
Oh, wow, we going there?
Yeah. Bleach your skin if you want to live. That's what's up.
So that's
still get shot.
Yeah, so that's what happened. So are y'all following the protocol?
What's the protocol?
Two hands on the steering wheel?
Oh, I keep my two hands on the steering wheel.
I don't put my hands on the steering wheel. I stick my goddamn hands out the window.
I keep them on the steering wheel even if I ain't driving. I keep the motherfuckers on there even from the passenger side.
No, but really, you know what I do? I just keep my window rolled up, crack. I just slap, you know, give my notification, man, and that's it.
Just enough for that window to be cracked.
If they say anything smart and aggressive, I just tell them to call their field sergeant out, you know. But I'm not going to be an asshole about doing it.
Oh, no, no.
See, but that's a conflict with any. But if you notice, like, if you get into any disagreement and have a disruptive dialogue with somebody,
right,
the more calmer you get, you can kind of, like, downplay the situation.
De-escalate it,
you
know?
Yeah. Yeah, because if you start getting engaged with them, then it becomes a lot worse of things.
So, Jeff, if you're playing Ice Cube music and the police get behind you, do you switch to classical or you just keep bumping that Ice Cube?
No, I keep playing it, yo.
See, yeah. Your days are numbered.
They numbered anyway, shit, you know?
Pretty much.
You know, so, I mean, I done lived a great life. So, I mean, you know, I done had great things happen to me. You know, my son, you know, the Bulls won, the Bears won.
Bulls won when?
That's in his lifetime. I got to live to see Barack Obama become the first black president.
You sounding like you twice. You sound like you utilizing for your damn what self now, Jeff.
Now, all I got to do is.
Eulogizing?
You know what? But I was talking to this guy.
I said that right.
Utilizing.
No, that's what you said.
But no, I was talking to this guy, and I told him, you know, he's like, he said, you don't look a day like 53. And I was like, thanks. And I was like, well, you know what? If God calls me tomorrow, I'm ready to go.
That's a good way to say.
53?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, because I've witnessed great things in my life. The birth of my son.
Yeah.
You know, the Barack Obama becoming the president, serving two terms.
Man landing on the computers and shit on Mars.
On that, and I said, you know, the only thing that I need, the only feat left for me to witness is the Cubs win the World Series. And you know what he told me? He's like, well, motherfucker, you're going to live another 50 years.
Yeah, that's all right,
Jeff. They ain't going to win, it, you know, again. I was like, that's all right. You know, but it's all good, though.
You could be the oldest motherfucker at the ballpark
exactly.
That day,
Jeff.
Cause that's exactly. Cool. That's cool. You don't look. You know. You don't look 53. You don't look a day over 55.
Man, you know, drama free, stress free life, man.
That's what's up.
So, have you been taking advantage of your senior discounts?
Always. AARP, AAA. You know, if I go on a hot date, you know, I'm not afraid to pull out that AARP card.
How much it costs to get in the movies for you?
Free.
Free. How you do that?
Cause I'm with the DGA, Player Directors Guild of America.
Oh, excuse me.
So I don't have to pay. You know, so we go there. I pull out my car for that and be like, bam, I get a guess.
I thought that was the Dirty Geezers Association.
it could be for that, too. So I pull out that, be like, bam, then we go to dinner. And then I ain't afraid to go to that senior citizen menu where you get half off.
Do you really have to eat off the senior menu? Can you just get some
because the senior
young
citizen
would still get the discount?
No, you know, well, I mean, you know, because I'm watching everything I put in my body now. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's
eat a lot of tilapia and
no, I can't eat fish anymore, man. So
You just eat grapes and the oatmeal?
No, I just salads, a lot of greens.
I had a chili cheese tomato earlier.
Oh, really?
With some crackers.
And your system is just fucked up. Your digestive system. Not yet.
No, cause see, I know how to take a proper number two. You know what I'm saying? I got a squatty potty.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my shit come out like ice cream. That's what it do, man. Did you guys watch the Republican party last night?
Yeah, we watched it last night, man.
Did you enjoy yourself? Did you sit down with some of your oatmeal and tilapia and enjoy it?
Man, that shit is crazy, man. I mean, they really tried to bum rush the floor and knock out Donald Trump.
Mm.
They tried to have a vote to disallow him from becoming the Republican nominee, and they failed.
Well, long
so
as
tonight, he was officially named the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Hey, you ever notice outside the rally how many people was around there bearing arms?
With the guns. Yeah, because they got an open gun carry law policy.
Oh, in Cleveland?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you saw those white guys with the AR-15, the AK-47s? Yeah. I mean, walking right past the police.
Yeah, but just in itself, I thought it was a beautiful thing as far as, like, people showing and they see in effect the right to bear arms, you know. That's what that was about. But in that state, they said they didn't even care if you had license or non-license.
Really?
Yeah, that day specifically, they said, you know.
Well, no, the police, Fraternal Order of Police, wrote a letter to Governor Kasich, who ran for president, but he lost. And then they asked that he banned for the week, you know, that you couldn't carry your gun openly in public. But he said, I'm not going against the second, you know.
Right,
the
right.
law was like, we established the law, and he said, you know, I'm not going to change it just for this 1 week. He's like, you know, they have their second, you know, amendment constitutional right.
Right,
and
right.
they out there, and they doing it. I mean, I saw two brothers out there. You know, they had their AK-47. So I was just like, wow, okay. You know, so
that's well, what you got. I think the rally was cool, just long as you don't let Trump's wife speak no more. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they want to steal everything from black people anyway. Man, now we've seen her steal Michelle's speech.
Plagiarism, man, yeah. She also wrote I Have a Dream by Martin Luther King.
She might have wear cornrows next week.
She might, man.
Who knows?
I mean, that was a damn shame. That was just blade up, you know, thievery. I mean, just like, goddamn.
I don't really think she knew herself, you know. It was wrote for her. I think that the writers of that fucked up. You know, the people who wrote the speech for her messed up.
Nobody got fired today. Trump said he wasn't firing nobody. He said it was a beautiful speech.
Everybody says it's a beautiful speech.
Yeah, it was about my wife. You know, the last minute, a couple of writers came in and they just gathered information from her.
She sounded like a Dracula, though. I'm worried about her.
Why?
Well, she Colombian. Where's she from?
She's from Slovenia.
Slovenia? Ain't that Slovenia. Up the street from where Dracula
that's
was born?
That's in Europe.
Yeah, that's
up the street where Dracula was born.
No.
Sound damn close.
Transylvania.
Ain't that up the street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the corner, down the block.
Yeah, it's sort of like
close to Romania.
Like the difference between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Something like that. across the border. They're gonna build a border.
Yeah, so what is the candidacy looking like as far as your choice, Jeff?
I don't know, man. I may not vote.
I'm thinking about doing like a Two-Face from Batman. I'm gonna just flip a coin.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, because I think, you know,
you gotta choose between one of the two lesser evils.
That's what I'm saying.
You do. It's basically.
Ain't no such thing.
Yeah, man.
It's a two-headed snake, man.
It's like, you know, because, I mean.
They different wings of the same dirty-ass bird. Mark my word. After this election, these two people just finished, you know, out there blatantly disrespecting one another, go end up doing business or something. Later on, in two more years, like whoever get in the White House.
But didn't Hillary and Bill go to Donald's and Vanya's wedding?
Yeah.
They were sitting there eating the hors d'oeuvres and all that shit.
All that. I mean, but, you know, when it comes to politics.
I think all this shit is staged, if you ask me.
Hey, man, you know what? It might be. It just might be. But, I mean, we fucked either way. We get either one of them, so we fucked. I mean.
I'm voting for God and guns. That's what I'm voting for.
It's like, remember the late, great comedian Rodney Winfield?
Yeah.
It's like this shit, you know, the president, it don't affect my life at all.
Right. As long as they don't drop the EBT budget.
Yeah, it don't affect my life at all, you know, because, you know, I don't know nobody in Syria. I'm never going to visit, you know, so the foreign policy, you know, they're worrying about, you know, you watch the white mass media and everybody's worrying about ISIS. ISIS.
They created.
You know, but they saying, you know, what is the president doing? I'm like, fuck ISIS. We got the police. They are ISIS. You know, the police are terrorists in the black community. So I'm more worried about the police than I'm, you know, ISIS.
Now, I do worry about that, though, and that's real.
What's that?
If it's ice, it's my drink when I'm drinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. With the ice?
You know, a lot of people, man, you know, they complaining about the police patrolling their community, but that these same given groups of people that complain about the police don't want to become police themselves to police their community. So,
right.
You know, you don't really have too much room to be complaining about shit when you don't want to be a part of the chain. Now, for instance, when you look in the ranks of the up-and-coming deputy cadets and the police cadets, you know, like the new young people that's going to be peace officers.
Right.
You see a lot of Hispanics because that's an expressive turn to the demographics of the city. Okay. Now, you see Hispanics everywhere now, you know. So they get these jobs in order to help their people and better police the community because they can relate to the people. And they want to help, you know, they uncles bring that good cocaine over here from Mexico also.
Well, right. What was you talking about earlier this week? I know you was talking about, you was mentioning how people don't understand that the police and the white man can do whatever he wants to do with his property. And as long as black people continue to remain in that position of being property, you know, why complain about it?
Yeah, that's what I say. What I mean is having like a slave mentality or a mentality like a child. You always need somebody to tell you what to do, you know. If a person ain't going to treat you right, he most definitely won't teach you right. So if you don't look for knowledge of yourself to try to educate yourself, for one, on the law, number two, on the description of a peace officer, in order to let him know in a good manner when he's out of bounds, then you lose. And like I said, you know, you got to stop looking at these people who are not even cops. All these are is redneck white boys who really hate you. They go to the big city and get uniforms for a license to kill and mistreat you for the simple fact that they look at us all like savages the way that we treat each other, you know? There was a brother, I just seen a bulletin today, yeah, that was killed this past January walking up 54th Street, 21 years old.
Right.
Bulletin for $50,000 for people who know any information. Now, this young man was killed in the daytime, and 54th is a busy street.
Right.
So he was shot multiple times, and, you know, people seen the shooter, but he mysteriously.
Yeah, but it wasn't no videotaping on that, though.
But didn't nobody get no description of none of that. So somebody knows personally the person or the individual that's not the police, that's not the racist police, that's not ISIS or no terrorist group, but an individual that lives within the community that destroys the life of other people that look like him in the community. Everybody knows him.
And I'm sure he could use the, that $50,000 out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But my point is this. So why does somebody have to get ransom in order for us in the community to do what's right? You know, it's not about...
Because they got the street code.
Yeah. We got the street code, but you don't know the fucking penal code. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Okay, you know the street code. You don't say shit. But when you get your ass in courtroom or in the police handcuffs, you're running your goddamn mouth too much. And, you know, it's a bunch of snitching out here, too. So why is it that you have a street code when it's the destruction of a black life? It could be a little girl, your grandmama, sister. You know, I lost my first cousin to gang violence.
Right.
She was shot in the head a couple of years ago, you know.
Okay.
34 years old. So my thing is, these same two people are still at large. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The police investigating the case said they got a real strong, good idea
who these two people did,
but nobody is coming out as a witness to testify or say anything against them.
Right.
Now, I don't advocate, you know, you mad at somebody, whatever, you know, people doing their thing, you just outright calling the police, just blowing the whistle on people. But what I'm talking about is in the sense that it matters when a cop kills us in our community. You have to realize that they, even if they racist or not, they're human beings, okay? They're coming to work in a hostile, savage environment. So, of course, they're going to be on guard and antsy to kill before anything because they already scared.
Right.
Okay, so secondly, if we as men pay more attention to these young brothers out here and see them out of place. And Jeff, I know you remember this, you know. You and your partners be doing something wrong. It'd be a wino or any older man that was older than you tell you, look here, youngster, y'all got to get your asses out of here, or don't y'all need to be home. Even if you was drinking, they'd tell you, you can't be around here, youngster. Y'all put that up and go somewhere by yourself. So what I'm saying is, it was a call to
That's what it took a village to raise a child.
Yeah, but this is what we need to get back to. Okay. We got to stop turning our backs on the youth. Now, when you're talking to these zombies out here and these dead-minded people, okay?
Right, that's what I call them, too.
Like Lemur Park, a nice area, but the park in itself has turned into a village of the damned. You know? I see homeless people. I seen people with office chairs with wheels on it, barbecue grills. And wow. I wonder how they getting all this shit. You homeless, but you a hoarder. You got 9 damn bikes, a rice cooker,
7 baskets,
and a barbecue grill.
7 baskets.
Yeah.
And you out there doing your thing.
Man, I seen a brother in Lemur Park, man, with a crow sitting on his goddamn lap.
Wow. That's fucked up.
He had a crow sitting on his lap. He stuck his finger out the damn crow, jumped on his finger, got on his damn shoulders, and just
posted up on that motherfucker.
Yeah. Then I seen this other homeless dude playing the goddamn accordion. How many niggas you know play an accordion?
I don't know one of them that play the accordion. He's playing that motherfucker in Leimert Park.
In Leimert Park, the village of the damn. Wow. Okay. I don't like it because when I see that, it's like we giving up. Okay?
They take showers in that fountain, don't they?
Yeah, baths. In the summertime, I seen this drunk-ass white woman in there with her bathing suit on.
Oh, I see.
Got
that
on the ground. She was sunbathing.
Yeah.
By the fountain at Leimert Park.
Told me she was trying out for Baywatch. Yeah. I seen that lady.
She had a tall can of 211, too.
What y'all think of this, what you call it, man? This Pokemon craze.
Oh, well, you know, watch your mouth.
Play that?
I found three of them today.
Did you really?
Boy, I need to cut that shit out. And for the rest of y'all out there in America, if you a grown-ass man and you ain't even got no goddamn job, but you running around these goddamn streets playing Pokemon, somebody need to slap the shit out of you so you can wake your ass up. Fuck Pokemon.
I found two of them in the shop.
They come up with all these different shit to distract your ass on what's really going on. Now, what's going to happen when your ass is out here, Mr. Grown Man, playing Pokemon, looking for Pokemon, and you surrounded by international troops from the UN, and they gun your ass down. You don't know your ass is being set up. Get your shit together.
Look, check this shit out.
So you play it?
Do I play it?
Yeah.
Boy, do I.
Man, what the fuck, yo?
Like, Marv had me trying to do that shit. He's like, take my phone, Farouk. Follow the arrow. And I see the arrow, and it's going outside the door, sticking in the trash can. I turned around and gave him that shit back. Man, I'm not looking in no damn trash
that
can.
Nigga, he was scared to look at that motherfucking trash can. That's the thing. He peeked in that motherfucker.
So what the fuck are you getting out of it, though?
You get Pokemon out of that motherfucker. You get him. You catch the motherfuckers.
And then once you catch the motherfucker, what you do with them?
You collect them bitches. You got to collect all of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them all in my club on July 29th at the Mad Marv Comedy
Lounge. So is there any monetary gain from this shit?
It will when y'all come to the club and you come to the show on July 29th at 8:30.
But your broke motherfuckers playing Pokemon Go.
They're going to come into the club and y'all catch them. I got Pikachu, Jigglypuff. I got all of them in the club. Come on in there. Plus, I got tacos, too. So you can get some Pokemon, some tacos, and some jokes on July 29th at 4305 Degnan Boulevard in Leimert Park.
Be there, be square.
At the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center.
Whoa, yeah.
And you know this.
You know, but so you caught two today?
I caught two of them today.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now where do you go from there?
Then you go to the gym. You go to the gym and you train them, you know, because they got a gym right over there in Leimert Park. You can train your Pokemon for battle. So if you're going to battle some people, you know, you want to get your Pokemon up tight, you know, get the muscles and everything. You don't want to fight nobody with a weak-ass Pokemon. They don't take your Pokemon. You'll be fucked up. So you got to go train the motherfucker, get his shit together.
And you gonna do all that?
Am I gonna do it?
Yeah.
Or am I doing this shit?
Are you doing it? Are you training them?
Look, pardon me.
How you gonna train fictitious Pokemon and you ain't even in shape, motherfucker?
In a fictitious gym. So this is what I'm saying.
Wow.
Look, this, but it has been some
serious shit, Joe.
It's been some serious shit going on. Like, look.
Like what?
Homeboy, partner of mine, his girlfriend found him at his ex-girlfriend house and they was getting down, right?
With a Pokemon in his ass?
God,
I don't know
God.
If it went that far, God, but it was a good excuse because she was like, what the fuck you doing over to this bitch house? And he was like, well, you know, it was Pokemon over here. He was getting Pokemon out of her house. So she believed it because they both played together and then they traded the Pokemon, went home happily ever after, and nobody got their ass whooped, and we lost no black lives that night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So Pokemon can save your life. You know
See,
what I'm saying?
Black people, we got to stop that shit.
You know somebody got killed playing that too, right?
Somebody got robbed too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know,
one woman found a dead body.
Yeah, that's because her battery went dead. The one that got killed, you know, you got to make sure, number one, when you're playing Pokemon, make sure your shit is fully charged. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers ain't got shit better to do.
I'm telling you, make sure that
get a real life, like, people. Yeah, get a real life, man.
Employ motherfuckers playing this
No, it's, it's getting people. It's getting people out the house because that's better than them sitting at the house crushing candies and jamming cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Getting them out the house to do what? Just chase fictitious shit around?
Hey, as long as you get your motherfucker.
They at the house doing what?
Jamming cookies and crushing candy. That's what they do. Candy Crush, Cookie Jam, they sit on that shit. Oh, God, get your ass out the house. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And that's what.
Pokemon will get your ass out the house. I've seen people walking
Somebody got hit by a bus or a car playing Pokemon.
Yeah, get your ass. Pokemon gonna get fucked up.
I mean, shit. I mean, you got to pay attention. I've seen people walking down 103rd and Great in the middle of the night looking for Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon go to Compton?
Let's watch.
Pokemon is everywhere, I'm telling you.
Wow.
And it's a good excuse, too, if you argue with your girl and you just walk out the house. Oh, you just going to walk out the house? You just going to walk away?
No, I'm going to chase Pokemon.
Nah, bitch, I got to find Jigglypuff. And he normally he's going to be at the liquor store, so you can get Jigglypuff.
He a drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They got drunk Pokemon, too.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Uh-huh. You know how they used to look for the slit small liquor bull?
Right.
Fuck it. Get a Pokemon.
Get a Pokemon. All right, player. All
right. Yeah.
And when does the game end? Does it end?
Hopefully it'll never end. You know what I'm saying?
So it continues.
No, this is what the other people are doing. See, they hide the Pokemon in, like, the museums and the mall. So you can't just walk in a museum for free. You got to pay dough.
Okay, so who hides the Pokemon?
Whoever made the app up.
And they go out and just hide it?
They just put them on in there, and then you go to GPS, and then you like, say we, let me see if it's some of the motherfuckers in here. It's probably some in here, but I get them after the show.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I was looking for a Pokemon one time and found this bum and shit.
Oh, okay.
I was like, this motherfucker
He was a Pokemon.
No, he was not. And I was like, this is this fuck. I started shaking my phone. Like, this is some bullshit.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's fucking Ralph right there. You know what I'm saying? He's been in the
community. So you don't play it, huh?
No, I don't have time for that shit, man.
No, actually,
I get free entertainment. Like the nigga with the dirty feet to sell the sheets and shit.
Oh, my wow. God.
This dude
came into the shop.
That's a reality.
He sell everything. Brand new
ninjas.
No, he
ninjas, sell everything that's
everything.
Clean.
Yeah.
He sell clean shit like bedding, clean bedding.
Everything.
Clean
he give
supplies.
You 1,000 count sheets, yeah. Comforters, everything.
Dirty and shit.
Dirty? This nigga's feet is
dirty,
black.
Man.
They look like leather socks.
How come he didn't put no shoes on?
You can't put no shoes on the motherfucker.
He wear flip-flops. And I don't understand how he get away with stealing all this shit.
I looked at the motherfuckers. I said, do your feet
hurt? I asked him what he do. All the nigga go tell me is I just be coming up.
Yeah, nigga, I'm the come-up man.
He steal everything except for socks. This motherfucker's feet, nigga.
I'll be right back.
He's fucked up, man.
I'll be right back. I'm going to come up. What you need? You always got one of them in the hood.
Yeah.
I don't think he could ever get them feet clean.
Well, shit. Chase Pokemon.
Yeah, he can. He got to boil that water. He got to boil that water under a blue flame. You know a blue flame is hotter than a regular flame.
You know? Get a scouring pad.
Yeah, he got to stick them motherfuckers in that boiling hot-ass water, man.
Did you smell that nigga last time he came to the shop?
Yeah.
Man, me that funky?
What?
Wow. And you let him in the shop?
Put it this way.
Funky mind.
He smells so bad, he'll scare flies off his shit.
Oh, man.
That's how bad he smells.
That's bad.
But, hey, he got some good-ass sheets for a good-ass price.
You know, flies like shit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flies come close to him, they buzz their ass back.
What else he
they
got
to back
shit.
Up.
He sells sheets. He sells
blenders.
Blenders. Like
knife sets.
George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Panini
bread makers. You know, the little panini sandwiches.
Yeah,
the presser.
Yeah.
He sell all that shit, man.
Magic bullets. You get the magic bullet, the blenders and shit.
The ninja. Yeah. Food processors.
Oh, okay.
Everything. I got a water pick from his ass, too, from a tea, a water pick.
A massage foot bucket.
He ain't sold one of them yet.
Okay. Oh.
I don't think he's interested in anything that got to do with feet because he neglect the fuck out of his.
He don't go. He don't
I
go.
Swear to God.
He don't sell them foot massages. He don't sell no socks. He don't sell anything from the kneecap down.
Funky motherfucker.
Yeah, he smell like a Russian muskrat too.
God damn.
Yeah, but these are the type of people that hang around the Murray Park. I mean, so I don't know what we're gonna do about it, but you know, as long as they
we got a fake ass musician. That gets on everybody goddamn nerves to wear blouses and shit all the time.
Is that the guy that be in the back of the shop with the saxophone?
Yeah, he don't wear shirts. He wear blouses.
Yeah, he don't know that it's
man blouses.
Man blouses.
Yeah.
Yeah, they real silky.
And he plays saxophone.
Flowers and shit all on it.
Oh, man.
You know, yeah.
What kind of motherfucking barbershop y'all running?
Hey, man, that's what happened at the barbershop. Everything happened in the barbershop. Somebody got killed in the barbershop.
Yeah, in L.A.
They came
shit, up. Somebody got ran out the damn barbershop on the block. Not where we at, but on the block. Nigga talking shit, got ran out with the gun. You know, where was the Black Lives Matter then?
Yeah, so a lot of things happen in the barbershop that won't happen in the normal area. I know I've been on Crenshaw for over 20 years, and at least every year, one time every year, is this lady that comes by. She's butt naked, and she picks a different shop every year to sit in front of it and just take a butt naked shit. It's just whatever.
Oh, she take a butt naked shit?
Butt-naked
when
shit.
I was in the millennium, she walked to the middle of the millennium and took a piss. Then got up and told everybody, I don't know what the fuck y'all looking at, and walked out.
Right.
Wow.
So if you get lucky enough to get her to come shit in your shop, it's usually good luck for that shop.
Oh, it is?
Usually.
Okay.
She's like a ghetto leprechaun. Asshole naked. But you know, when people do those naked streaks, why they never no fine, motherfucker? Why is always somebody beat the fuck up?
Beat the fuck up. Totally.
Yeah, we got all kind of dookie monsters and everything around there, man.
Yeah. But you know, then you know you can get all.
Does
your
Does anybody food. Get their fucking haircut though?
Shit, man! I stay busy.
All this shit going on?
Going on? Because it's like a reality show, but it's live. Man. So it's like a reality play. You see what I'm saying? That's what we do. It's like a reality play.
I'm so glad I cut my own motherfucking hair.
Well, that's cool. We about to go to break, and this segment was brought to you by the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Theater, 4305 Degnan, in the heart of Leimert Park. And we have we want you guys to come on down. We have a very special show on July 29th. It's going to be outstanding. Showtime.
If you
want
to chime in on the conversation, please hit us up at 323-293-3375.
And we'll be right back.
Man, what kind of money?
Hey, everybody, I got a great game for you.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
Already?
Already. Already, wow. We're back. We're back right now. And we're still talking about what was going on in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Louisiana.
The Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we back to reality now.
Yeah, home of
not
Pokemon. Home of the delicious po' boys and gumbo. They got a Popeyes out there that's two stories. I mean, it's so nice.
They sell crawfish in it.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
I know.
They sell crawfish in that Popeyes.
They sell everything. They sell gumbo in that Popeyes. It's really delicious.
It's off the chain.
I can't get with the crawfish, though, man. I just can't do it.
They already take the heads off and everything, put it in a nice thing for you, so you ain't really got to do nothing to them. You just smash them.
You don't like crawfish?
That's too much goddamn work for that little bitty ass morsel of meat, man.
I mean, don't you eat sunflower seeds?
That's different.
Why is it? It's less.
Because it's one. I'm a pro. I just one pop, spit, and I chew on the seed.
They got
that crawfish. You got it. It's just too much in a little bitty pest.
They got
on,
people
man.
In Louisiana that'll pop that crawfish faster than you pop a policy. You know what I'm saying? And they also got zombies down there. That's why I don't really go.
What they call them down there? Mud bugs?
Mud bugs, yeah. But they got real zombies down there, too. So
they got real zombies out here.
Apparently at the barbershop.
Yeah, at the Leimert Park, everywhere, man.
I've actually seen them make a zombie when I was in Louisiana one time with my own eyes. I saw them do it. Sure did. That's why I'm fucking with them.
Okay.
They got zombie makers down there, motherfucker.
All right.
I'm not bullshit.
Well, I mean,
I believe you.
That I can believe that because shit, I got magical powers too. I turn motherfuckers into trees every day.
But anyway, man, I mean, you
whatever tree they want to be.
See,
I turn their ass into a tree.
See, y'all want to laugh at me and everything till you go down to Louisiana. You see that motherfucker turn that boy into a zombie yourself, and then you gonna come back. He be like, goddamn, Mark, you wasn't lying. This ain't no bullshit, and I'm staying in the house.
Pokemon is turning people into zombies, Marv. Television.
No, it's walking zombies. You're getting outside the house. So anything to get you out the house and into my club is all right with me. I don't care. You come to the club, you pay, get in there, you laugh, and you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You can turn your ass back into a tree or whatever the fuck you want to do when you get up out of here.
Take your Pokemon and get on.
And get on.
Get the fuck up out of here.
So,
what y'all think about Ben Carson? Dr. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon, the brain surgeon.
Well, I think he had a better choice in college majors than you did, because instead of going for hotel management, he went to do brain surgery.
Brain surgery?
So I think that was cool.
You think he stabbed his mom?
Hell yeah.
With a knife?
Hell yeah, I did, because he probably stabbed her with surgical precision. Hell yeah. She probably was talking shit, because see, nobody don't be, I'm just telling you, nobody don't want to be policed all the time. When you going to do this, take out this, do this, do this. Shut the fuck up. You dig what I'm saying? So
he's voting for Trump, you know, Omarosa.
Well, he ain't got no choice. He ain't got no choice. Yeah, I remember Omarosa.
Yeah.
She used to work for the Clintons.
She said she's going to campaign for black folks to vote for Trump.
She used to work
for the Clintons. So she's going to go around delivering Popeye's chickens to niggas.
Popeyes.
Yeah. Hey, get them to vote for Donald Trump. Yo.
Whatever it takes. You know niggas don't turn down chicken too much, Joe.
It's a free chicken? Come on, vote? Man. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, if
Popeyes
it's wings,
out there.
If it's wings, she might have my vote. That's what I'm saying. And then stop off at churches and give me some of them damn apple pies. Them bastards is good.
Oh, you like
what,
that?
Yeah, what what was going on with the guy who shot up in Baton Rouge? I mean, what was
they
his
say
background?
He was,
anybody know his background?
Yeah, he said Gavin Long is his name.
Gavin?
Gavin Long.
That's where he fucked up already.
Yeah,
you name your
then,
son Gavin? What
but
the fuck
then
is that?
He was an outsider because he was from Kansas City.
And his name was so, Gavin. That's why
yeah,
nobody's
so
fucking
he came
with.
Into Baton Rouge.
Gavin, what the fuck?
Did what he did. But then they said he was also affiliated or associated with the Morris Science Temple of America.
Did he wear the fez and shit?
No, I don't know. He had the fatigues on. He had black.
No, the fez. When I noticed they wear fezes, they look like Morocco Mole from the cartoon and shit. And they also take it off and put popcorn in it when they eat watching the movies and shit.
No, I didn't know all that.
Do you know anything about Morris Science Temple or anything?
Yes, I do.
What do you know about them?
They were founded in 1913, bro.
This is not a book
1912,
report.
1912, Jeff. Refounded in 1918.
Not a book report. This okay. is not a book report.
I'll go get the book. They was founded in 1912.
By who?
Established by Timothy Drew, who later on became Noble Drew Ali.
Noble Drew Ali, right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I know everything about it.
And then they moved where?
They moved to the Chi-Town.
Thank you.
Okay, so you should have knew that.
I told you where they originated from. I know everything
I knew
about
where
that.
They originated
Timothy
from.
Drew was born on the Indian reservation in North
right.
Carolina.
Right. Okay.
That's he was all, exposed to Islam by a Muslim Indian dude with the Ahmadiyya movement.
Right.
That's who exposed him to Islam.
Okay.
Okay, your turn. What else do you know about him?
The man, yo, he got me on that one.
That's it? That's all you know about the motherfucker?
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
But a lot of people can be associated with any organization. I don't think that actually any one individual really expressed the principles or the whole or everybody from a community or any given group. You know, that's just like the D.C. sniper. They said he was a member of the nation.
Right, but he wasn't. But
yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, when you
but
put something
to, yeah,
out there.
Yeah, they try to associate
yeah,
you with it.
When you put something
it,
out
with,
there,
is, yeah.
People don't research to say if he was or not. If
right.
they hear it in the media, they take it
right.
as gospel.
Yeah.
So they, well, he was associated
right.
with that.
That's just like saying.
So I don't think his acts associated with the Morris
had a
temple.
Connection. That's what I'm saying. It's like
because they don't do that. You know, they might.
Well, no, he stated in his.
They might steal some property or do some swindling shit like that. But
no,
they
he
not
stated
though.
In his Facebook post that you know he you know this has nothing to do. You know, with the Morris Science
yeah.
Temple. It has nothing to do with this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well,
he was a member of Facebook as well, right?
Yeah, and he's like, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing this because of what the police did.
So why they didn't make the connection with Facebook with the killings?
What do you mean?
Like, why didn't it say because he was a member of Facebook, he was starting a Facebook movement to do it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, he wasn't. He just said this is he's doing. He's committing an individual act himself.
Okay.
So he's going out there doing it. He's not associating himself with it. This is something that he chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
he just woke up in the morning and said, this is what I'm going to do.
On his birthday, 29
birthday.
Years old.
Yeah, I think what's going on the world abroad and also here in America, man, is just a result of the failed both foreign and domestic policies of a raggedy-ass governmental structure, man. I mean, you know, because if you think about it, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all these other groups.
Al-Qaeda. Really,
yeah, they are bastard childs of the failed foreign policy of the Bush administration. So the Bushes is the real forefathers of all of these groups that they created.
Didn't they used
you know?
To hang out in Compton?
Yeah, they lived in Compton. You could check it out, the Bush family. They might still own property there. A spot in Compton, California called Richmond Farms.
Yeah. They used to have a dope house there. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's public knowledge. Public knowledge.
Oh, it's public knowledge?
Yeah, you,
yeah, you can look it up. Research it. The Bush family. They got roots in Compton.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, it don't have nothing to do with what I was talking about. I'm just
exactly.
I'm just, you know,
he just
saying
throw shit in there, interject.
I just, you know, I throw some shit in there.
He just throw the shit in there
because a lot of people don't know, and y'all need to know where these people is from. You just, they put on a suit and tie, be in the White House. You think they just appeared out the sky, and they just like me and you.
And they come from Compton.
They come from Compton.
Kevin Costner is from Compton.
Hell yeah.
The white boy, Kevin, the actor, he's from Compton.
The bodyguard himself.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bodyguard.
I know the
himself.
Comedian Paul Rodriguez is from Compton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, the game now is from Compton. The game is from Compton?
No, but he's from Bompton.
From Bompton?
Yeah.
There you go with that gangbanging shit.
Yeah, the game is really from Bellflower, man. That nigga ain't from Compton.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Well, you know. I'm from the south side of Chicago, so that's
you
all
really right. From there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All day long.
That's what's up.
You know?
That's
but,
crazy,
but,
man.
But I think, you know, like you were saying, Farouk, I think our judicial system is really fucked up.
Yeah, and, I mean, at because the home abroad. Yeah.
It's not, you know, you can't compare apple to oranges, but look what happened to this kid, this white kid that was a former St. Louis baseball, Cardinal baseball executive.
What happened to him?
He got 4 years in federal prison.
What'd he do?
He hacked into a computer and stole personal data from the Houston Astros. So he could look at their scouting potential and prospects that they're a Houston Astros potential draft picks.
So what's wrong with that? He got caught.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but look, you got four officers so far. Three of them was acquitted and one mistrial in the death of Freddie Gray. So, but, I mean, it's just the judicial system is all fucked up.
Well, you got to
understand. You're talking about the brother that they arrested and put in the back of that van?
Yeah. So six officers were indicted. Three of them so far have been acquitted. One has a mistrial, and then you have two to go.
So this is what I'm saying.
Of a lesser charge.
All this shit ain't going to go perfect. You know, some people going to fall between the cracks.
Okay.
Look at the people that's in the penitentiary and who are really innocent that didn't even do shit, but they still in there eating soups and making spreads. You know what I'm saying? So what can you
so
do?
So that's somebody the whole thing why people are just tired out of system work. Because just like I said, you know,
and
the domestic policy of the decision makers in this country is terrible. And, you know, to me, it's the same old song. I don't care Hillary Clinton, whoever's voting. It's the same old song to give the people false hope. And when they get in office and the situation get worse.
They don't do
you know?
Shit for you.
And I think a lot of people is sick of that. And this is what's really, you know, keeping Donald Trump alive because he is not a politician and he represents not the non-establishment. So he got a lot of support and power from all kind of different people from that aspect. But it's the same thing. The only people that can save America are the people itself. We can't no longer put our trust in a damn politician. I mean, we got to start from the grassroots neighbor.
So you think we're going to have a coup like they did over in Turkey Friday?
Well, I mean, they might because the military took
A coup?
They declared martial law. The military took over everything.
It was a failed attempt, though.
Yeah, but the military tried to say fuck the government and they was going to do their own thing.
Yeah, so they and it was funny because their president, you know, that motherfucker was FaceTiming.
At the same time?
No, he was FaceTiming the country.
Uh-oh.
He went into hiding, and he was FaceTiming everybody.
He probably was looking
for
Pokemon.
Yeah, but just like I said, all around the world, and America is no exception, people are tired of the decision makers who really put them in an oppressive situation.
Right. Well, let's see.
And that's why I say motherfuckers want their block back.
Now, I was reading one of the comments, and some people had thought that you should be president. So if you was president, what kind of shit would
Farouk
you change?
Farouk should be president?
Yeah, they said Farouk should be president.
Oh, well, I clear up a lot of heinous crimes in a matter of 48 hours.
Such as?
For everybody, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to start with the knowns. We deal with the unknowns when we get to it. Now, the knowns is this. If you are a rapist, if you are a pedophile.
Right.
Right.
John Molester, yeah, all that.
You out of here. We ain't going to waste no damn money. All we need is five people to admit that you are the one and you're out of here, okay? We not go...
Five people?
Yeah, five people to honestly pass a lie detector to test so you know that they are right and we have a victim. This victim pointed you out to, your ass is out of here.
Now, what kind of... sentence, like, you gonna give them? Like, how you just gonna hang them? You just gonna shoot them? I mean, what you gonna do?
Oh, it'll be something.
You gotta make,
See, you gotta make examples out of people.
Yeah, because we don't want
No, that's too old fashioned.
We don't want the taxpayer to have to pay for
it. For nothing. And, I mean, come on, man. You know, this is a technical age. People got TVs and computers and cell phones, you know, plugged up. Your shit plugged up right now. Mm-hmm. That's more important than wasting that electricity on the nothing.
So, how you gonna kill them then?
Right.
What tactic you gonna use? Shoot them?
I'm going to throw their ass over the Grand Canyon without no parachute on. No, I take that back. I'm going to give them a parachute, but the parachute ain't going to work.
Why go through all that?
Because that parachute.
No, we going to film it on TV.
Oh, okay. And see how many hits they have?
As a deterrent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to pronounce the crime that they did, and then we're going to make them fly.
That's what's up. Now the second order of business, what kind of change would you bring?
Well, all you lazy ass people that don't want to work.
You take them off welfare.
You always got, welfare is out of here. Welfare is fairware, no more. I'll get rid of that. Because, see, that makes a lazy motherfucker feel comfortable at being lazy. You know, you got to get your ass out here and work for something. Look, scriptures say that a man earns what off the sweat of his brow.
Okay, so if you take welfare away, are you going to at least increase the minimum wage?
No, I'm not.
So you're going to keep it at $10?
I'm going to keep it at $10, okay?
Now, I think you should
now,
lower
first
that
of
shit.
All, no, see, y'all don't understand. I'm going to keep it the way it is.
Why?
Now, your pay rate goes according to your willingness to learn how the business operates. See, because you got motherfuckers after 3 months, they get the stealing shit from you. So I'm going to keep your ass right here with this amount of money. And if your ass show me that you are a noble employee, you're willing to work honestly, and you're willing to learn and everything to run your the business, the better you get at learning how the business run, and the more that you show that you know that, then you get paid more.
But then I'm positioning myself to take your job then.
Well, hey, that's
no, called, you're not going to never position yourself to take my job.
Why? Everybody's replaceable.
It's a ranking system. Because I had a
replaceable.
Look, Jeff. Look,
and that's
you
why
have
you
billions,
groom someone
if you
under
have,
you
if you
because
have,
you're replaceable.
See, listen. I'm only replaceable by who God gonna replace me with. Now, check this out. We getting back to reality now, Jeff.
Exactly.
When you go to the military in boot camp, you are a maggot. You're nothing. You're a private. You work yourself up the ranks. See, we got a sick-ass problem in this country wanting shit that we have not proven ourselves worthy to have.
They want to just jump in a general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to work yourself up.
I understand all of that.
Look,
but when you
play sports, right?
Right. And
you have a tryout, right?
Right.
Now, all the people in the tryout, this bullshitting, fat, out of shape, ain't taking the shit seriously. The coach always got to talk to. That's what I'm talking about. Right. So everything is in that process right now.
Right.
Okay?
So, but if you training somebody, like you said, you can't keep a person at $10.
He said he wasn't going to keep him there if he started learning how the business goes. I had a boy worked at McDonald's. He used to come home and come by the, on his way home, he stopped by our barbershop and bring like a 90 piece of McNuggets. They don't sell a 90 piece at McDonald's. So he was taking nuggets from McDonald's every week. He didn't work there but for 3 months because he started stealing goddamn nuggets.
And he was bad for us. So if you stealing from your job, that means you don't even really care about
right.
customer service.
You're a
so not only are you taking away from the business by stealing it, you are warding off for making customers feel uncomfortable being in here.
Yeah, because he's stuck at $10 an hour.
No, that's not because of that.
He
it's
was
because
only working there
it's
for
because
3 months.
He don't want to learn no work ethics, okay? You get two people to start off on the same level, right?
And one is always going to out-hustle the other.
Okay, thank you. And no, not only that are they going to out-hustle them, when they are quicker to listen and follow instructions
and
the guideline, then they work their way up the pay scale. You can't work your way up the pay scale because you've been at... Look, if you've been flipping burgers for 10 damn years, wake up. If you've been flipping burgers for 10 damn years, that means you are not trying to induce your mind with any type of skill level.
After 10 years, you should own a McDonald's.
Thank you.
After 10 years.
to pop up your pay level. See, if your pay level is low and you don't want to learn nothing because you lazy-minded, you can work there for 30 years. I'm going to keep your black ass at $6.35 an hour.
Wow, period. Below, that's the
or well either, below or either you can sell oranges on the freeway
right.
or go collect cans because that's what the world is coming to. See, we got bad customer service in all areas of life.
Even
when people pass insensitive information, they don't care because they take what they do for granted. You know? Now, if you ain't doing shit and in 3 months they give you a raise, you gonna do less than shit.
Not true.
Not true. Man, you got too many people out here, Jeff, that ain't from the generation where you had to get out here and earn what you gonna get.
I agree with that because I'm getting my son, I'm preparing him for that.
Yeah.
I'm giving him my hustle tricks.
Too many lazy people.
He got a job yet? He been looking for some jobs?
No, because he in school right now, I give him that pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm providing for him because he is doing something constructive and he's working towards a goal.
That's what's up.
So, I mean, so he gets a pass on that. Me and his
mom, because he's young, man, but you have to instill that into the youth, man, because that's what's
up. Even though, still, though, I try to tell him on the side, though, you still can get a job, though.
Yeah,
I've been saying,
you do get a job and go to school. It's all about time management. You don't have to sleep.
But don't look at it as a job, as a career. Look at a job as a launch pad into your career.
Exactly.
Get you a job and go to school. A lot of young people don't want to go to school, and this is they don't understand.
At what age did you start work? I mean, actually start hustling?
I started hustling. Me and my sister had a lemonade stand when I was 7 years old.
I started at 6 because my daddy came in. What my father used to do, because he sold insurance and he worked on the railroad, we asked him for some money because it was during Christmas break. And he always used to let us count his money.
So what was you doing like to get your money?
My father took me and my two brothers to the window and he opened the curtain and he said, I can buy these gym shoes for you. But he said, but it's easier if y'all get out there and y'all make y'all own money. And he opened the windows and it was snowing crazy. And he said, what do you see when y'all look out that window? And we like, Dad, it's snowing like a motherfucker. You know, I said that to myself. And he like, nah, when I look out that window, I see money. And we like, where? He said, I see $10 here. I see $10 there. I see $10 across the street. I see $10 there. And this shit hit me at 6. So what I went and did, got our shovel because we had the little rock salt ice. Mm-hmm. I went and shoveled all the neighbors' driveway and they walkway.
Right.
It took me 4 hours to do like the whole fucking block.
Right.
But I never remember.
And you got
my
paid.
I got paid that day $320 at six years old. Yes.
Man, look, it's
I've been hustling and that.
It's a young sister. Yes. A young sister at Whole Foods picked up her lemonade. This sister's 11 years old. A millionaire and the CEO of her own.
I read about her.
Okay, so my point is you have to be industrious, okay? A lot of us looking for handouts, and we don't want much of shit. All we want is some damn Jordans, you know.
That's what I was saying. That's what we talked about earlier. A motherfucker would rather sit in a line for 5 days. It was this shoe
palace.
Fussing
Jordan.
It was a shoe palace that opened in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's a brother manager. And he was, he literally had to stand out on the sidewalk and he was tearing off applications to young blacks walking by. And it was like, yo, man, we hiring. They was like, I'm not interested.
But they were standing in the line.
The Yeezys came out. The Yeezys was coming out in 2 weeks. Motherfuckers was sitting in that line 600-700 deep for 2 weeks. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Camping out.
Yeah. But they do that shit for some Yeezys.
But they won't spend 15 damn minutes filling out an application for a job.
Right.
Well, that's the thing right there.
But they'll try to beg for me. And when I say no, they'll try to rob me. And that's when they go get their ass
whipped. See, a lot of these young cats, they think it's too risky to try to go out there. Well, everybody's looking for this job. I don't want to take that risk. But that's what it's about. You know, you got to take risks and prosper.
Well, also,
that's what's going on.
Well, also, you know, like when I go to Chicago, like I'm going in a couple of weeks, when I do my little mini basketball camp for free.
You play with a mini basketball?
No, it's just a mini basketball camp, you know, and it's for free for the neighborhood kids. It's like you see these kids, they hustling. Motherfuckers is hustling. Like last summer, you know, I was like, yo, because one of my homies, he just opened another McDonald's. He has 4 in Chicago. And he came and he's like, yo, we hiring. And 2 young twin brothers, good looking kids. The motherfuckers was like, yo, man. They went in their drawers and he pulled out a knot because they out there slanging. And he like, man, I ain't working for no motherfucking $10 an hour. I ain't doing that.
See?
He's like, I'm not doing that. He said, this here is a whole month.
Where he going to get shot.
Yeah, but see, you know, that's the point that I'm trying to make. They don't know and they don't really understand the value of a hard-earned dollar. That is the money that you appreciate. Money that you get by ill means come fast and then go fast.
All money ain't good money. Because
you don't really respect those dollars because you didn't have to put forth no effort to make it. Right. So that's why you could be at a club making it rain on it and stuff like that. When you work hard for your money and you earn it, you watch what you do with your money and manage it, like buy property.
Exactly. You buy property. How you spend it.
Yeah, you buy property and things like that. You invest into your family, like your son or daughter might need braces or something like that. You don't go out there and buy a bunch of damn rims and tires and shit like that for a car and blow your money in the strip club. Because, see, for all those that's going with that slogan, it ain't tricking if you got it. Ask MC Hammer if it was tricking when he had it.
I mean, but you know, you always, you know, we always try to,
ask,
you know,
MC Hammer.
But we, you know, we always want to be ghetto rich and showcase nigga rich. I got more than you. But you know, you don't see Bill Gates up in the motherfucking club making it rain.
Bill Gates drive a Honda.
Exactly. You don't see him up in the club making it rain.
You got an $80,000 car living in your mama garage in the jungles.
Yeah.
Playing PlayStation.
And you don't sleep at night because your damn alarm going off. You think it's somebody trying to steal your car. Your damn car note costs more than your mama's Section 8 rent.
Exactly.
You got your priorities fucked up, brother. Okay? If you were smart, you'd get your damn mama up out of the damn jungles, man. Buy you some property, man. That's the best thing to invest your money in.
And I'll tell you this story. This is something that I noticed. I saw this lady. She was an elderly lady, maybe in her 70s, and she was in the little electric wheelchair. And I'd helped her because her wheelchair had ran out of the little juice. And so she was like, I live up the street. So I said, I'll push her up the street. First of all, I want to say, them damn things is heavier than a motherfucker. They heavier to push than a regular wheelchair. So I helped her up there, and her son was in there.
You didn't get Pokemon to help you?
Nah, because, you know, I wasn't playing the game at that time. But her son had opened the door, like, where was this motherfucker at the whole day? You know, the house looked like hoarders and everything.
She ain't ate all day.
Ain't ate all
this
day.
This is a grown motherfucker neglecting his grandma.
Man, it's a whole lot of them motherfuckers out there. Man,
it is.
They take their grandmama's check and all of that
shit. I've seen it. Over that damn cliff of the Grand Canyon, too. Man.
They got
you gotta get rid of people like that. You got to learn how to take care of the people that took care of your ass.
I done seen them.
If it ain't for your grandmama check and her house, nigga, you'd be homeless.
I done seen them in Food for Less, the handicapped mother in there getting the groceries. This nigga want to ask for a beer and shit. You know what I'm saying? Pay for my 40 ounce. He can get the canyon too. But this is what I'm saying. We got to start policing the whole.
I like the way you threw that in. They didn't get the canyon.
They get the damn canyon. And that's what's up, man. So, you know, police each other, police ourselves, and police as many people as you can when you see them fucking up.
Stop glorifying the bullshit. Yeah. You know, some niggas selling dope in the community, we glorify that. But a young brother get a scholarship to go to college, oh, well, you want to call him a square-ass nigga or a weirdo.
Hey,
this is what we should promote.
We got 2 minutes, so
we'll let the square-ass motherfucker that you call square-ass push your sorry ass into the canyon.
Yeah.
My weekend was good. Had a great show. Mm-hmm. Rocked the crib, tore the house up at the J Spot Sunday with Earthquake.
Great, great, great.
Thank that brother for allowing me to host and open up for him.
Right, right.
It was
shout out to Earthquake.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show, man. So I did my thing and had a great conversation with him afterwards. So it was beautiful. So I got some more stuff coming up. I'm gonna let y'all know. So what you got going on?
Well, we got the big show coming up on July 29th at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts. The 29th.
I'll be there
at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Theater at 4305 Degnan Boulevard. And Farouk's gonna be on the show. Jeff's gonna be on the show, and we're gonna have a lot of laughs. And we want to thank everybody for coming out to the very important show that's going to be on the 29th, because it's so important, because laughter is so important.
And we need it now, yo, more than everything. We need it now.
Yeah, it's time for some laughs.
Need to start healing, yo.
Yeah, less bullets, more laughs.
Yeah, and you sorry niggas, get off your ass, get a job. And for you women out here, quit having babies by these sorry ass niggas.
Or you
let it go.
You could get to Canyon too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's help one another, uplift one another, leave the bums alone.
That's
thank,
it.
So thank y'all for coming out and looking at another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge Live with Jeff Arnold and Farouk.
Peace to the world.
Whoa, stay safe. Yeah. Follow the protocol if you get pulled over.